Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our fall membership drive. More about that in a minute. The International Air Transport Association predicts that global passenger traffic will not return to pre-COVID-19 levels until 2024, a year later than previously projected. A big chunk of the lost travel is due to restrictions against American travelers because the U.S. has failed to adequately contain the virus, but we can still dream and learn with travel expert Rick Steves. Travel with Rick Steves airs Fridays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 6 p.m. on 89.7 NPR News, and on Saturdays at 3 p.m. on WOSU Public Television. His new book is titled For the Love of Europe, My Favorite Places, People, and Stories. Welcome back, Rick Steves.
Ann, so good to be with you.
What fun to read the book. I can't wait to talk to you about it. It's a wonderful welcome respite from a lot of the stuff.
Well, I had a good time writing it. It's funny, I locked myself down last year before I knew I was going to be locked down this year in order to write the book. I could have been had a twofer if I had written it this summer, but it just is kind of timely because the book is filled with travel dreams. It's 100 essays on my favorite experiences in Europe, 400 pages of just delightful European memories. And it's turning out that it's really people are enjoying it because it gives them a daily dose of Europe. And a
exactly.
lot of people love their travel memories, and this is a good way to stoke them.
Exactly. And in the inimitable Rick Steves tone. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and we are asking you to support this nonprofit public service radio station. Visit WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. This is a very special hour on All Sides because travel expert Rick Steves is with us on the air right now. This is the perfect time to show your support for WOSU Public Media. With a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer, you can get a wonderful Rick Steves package that includes two great books. The first is Rick's newest book called For the Love of Europe, which I'm loving right now. This book is a love letter to Rick's favorite continent. It includes memories of a lifetime spent traveling across Europe and will teach you that the essence of good travel is connecting with people. The second book in the package is Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. This beautiful book takes you on a chronological tour of Europe's greatest paintings, sculptures, and historic buildings from Apollo to David, from Mona Lisa to The Thinker. Get both of these books from Rick Steves, plus his Best Destinations newsletter, and his Travel Skills DVD, because we will be traveling again someday, when you become a member at $10 a month as a sustainer or make a one-time gift of $120 at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Things may not be normal right now due to the coronavirus pandemic, but dreaming about travel and falling in love with European travel is what Rick Steves does best, and you are going to love the books in this package. That's $10 a month when you give now at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And, you know, Rick, I was just reading your essay, The Church of David, Michelangelo's David in Florence. And I loved reading about it. It's a static thing, but it's so full of life in its way.
Oh, it's so interesting that it's just a big piece of marble, but you can look into the eyes of David, and really, you're going back 500 years. You're looking into the eyes of Renaissance man and the confidence that swept across Renaissance Florence when they realized we don't need to be medieval people. We can step out. We can be confident. This was the dawn of the age of humanism, and David was kind of sizing up the bully of medieval darkness and saying, yes, I can do this. I can take it. And, it wasn't a move against religion or the church. It was just a recognition that the best way to glorify God was not to bow down in church all day long, but it was to recognize the talents God gives you and get out there and use them. And to stand there, I've been taking groups to David ever since I was a kid, to stand in front of that and to be able to understand the context of it is just so, so exciting. And it's one of the highlights of traveling through Europe and to be able to share little moments like that through the great art of Europe in this book about Europe's top 100 masterpieces was really fun. And in that case, I got to capture the moment when I was standing there as tourists do, marveling at David standing in front of this, like he's set up like on an altar of humanism under a dome. It's just so majestic. And I was standing next to a couple of nurses And they were looking at David like they were, he was a patient, and they were talking about he would be a good IV start, and they were noticing the proportions of his body, and it was just so
it's
much
an anatomy
fun to,
lesson too,
to see a different version, a different way to appreciate David, and it just kind of reminded me, you know, what you take with you in your travels really impacts how you appreciate all the art and the culture you experience,
and seeing it with other people too, right?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. One thing. You know, there's not many pieces of art come with a soundtrack in Europe, but of course, Mona Lisa does. You can hear Mona Lisa from two rooms away at the Louvre in Paris. And when you're standing in front of David, you're just, there's a sort of a awesome awestruckness that you can hear. Everybody is just respectful standing in front of David.
Yeah.
It's that way with Leonardo's Last Supper in Milano also.
What do you, I usually can't get you on live radio because, you know, you're traveling all the time. And I'm wondering, what are you missing? What were you going to be doing this year?
Well, you know, and it's funny because this is the first summer in 30 years that I've been home here in Seattle. I've heard it's nice and it is. And I've, you know, I've had so much fun traveling, and as a business, I employ 100 people. Last year, we took 30,000 Americans on our tours, our bus tours around Europe. It was our best year ever. We've been making TV for public television and radio here on public radio. And then, you know, this thing swept over all of us like a tsunami just this this last year. And obviously, I've been home like everybody else. Oddly or ironically, I've been getting more interest from media because I'm the travel guy who's stuck at home. I've been on every magazine and every
oddity.
Podcast. And it's so funny. People just want to go, how are you doing? And, you know, this is really good for me. It's kind of like I'm addicted to productivity, you know, and this is sort of God's way of telling me to slow down. And there's more to life than travel. And it's sort of therapy for a workaholic. And also, I've been noticing, or I've been working on this sort of life skill of employing a traveler's mindset right here at home. Hmm. And it's an amazingly powerful, beautiful thing. I mean, to me, a good traveler is optimistic. A good traveler is curious. A good traveler wants to get out of his or her comfort zone and try new things, you know, traveler, when an opportunity presents itself, they say, yes, let's do it. And I've been doing that here at home. And I've been trying new things. I've been realizing you can be passionate about many things. And right now, my door to travel is closed for a little while. I've got complete confidence it's going to come back. So rather than mope about it, I'm just going to enjoy a chance to try other things. And I've learned how to cook this year. I've lived in this house for 10 years and I never had turned on my oven. Now I'm friends with my oven.
That's crazy.
I never used my barbecue. And it occurred to me, you know, when you do something and you realize I've never done this before. Yeah. This winter, I was visiting my son who lives down in Colombia in South America. And I was on an airplane and my bare knees touched the seat in front of me on the airplane. And it occurred to me, I've never been on an airplane in short pants in my whole life. It was just the oddest thing. And same thing happened at the beginning of this pandemic. I cut through an onion, a fresh, crispy onion. And it occurred to me, I've never done this. I'm well into my life here. And I have never cut through an onion. And I thought, what a delightful thing. I've never understood why people walk dogs. It's so impractical to me to have a dog. I'm almost embarrassed at my bad attitude about dogs and dog owners. Now, my girlfriend's got a couple of dogs. That means I've got a couple of dogs. And I'm loving cuddling with the dogs and taking them on a walk and enjoying the sunset with them. It's a whole different appreciation of life. And I'm thankful for that. So, you know, I think it's easy for me to say, oh, I can't make any more money with my travel business. Oh, Rick's travel dreams are crushed. But I look out my window and I know there's so many hopes and aspirations that have been derailed. And this pandemic is a time for us to all take a pause and remember community, to remember the fragility of our environment, to remember the importance of good governance, to remember that we are all in this together. And if you're a traveler, or if you're a person that understands we're all children of God, that doesn't mean just the people that are in your community. That means, you know, this whole planet. And we are working at this, and we're going to get through it, and we're going to learn from it. And I hope something good comes out of it.
Thank you to Michelle Kahlo from Westerville for your support of 89.7 NPR News. Obviously, my guest, Rick Steves, travel expert and author, is taking the same approach to the shutdowns and the stay-home requirements as he does to everything else as a travel expert. Joy and appreciation. This is 89.7 NPR News, and it's our membership drive. And I'm asking you to bring some joy and appreciation when you make a gift and support this public radio station today. Make a gift of $20 a month as a sustainer. We have a wonderful thank you gift package for you. You will receive two wonderful books written by Rick Steves, For the Love of Europe, which I'm reading right now, and I love, and it really is a way to get away, and Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler. And you'll get Rick Steves Europe 20-Year Anthology DVD box set, the Rick Steves Europe Planning Map, the Travel Skills DVD, the Best Destinations Newsletter. Make your contribution of $20 a month as a sustainer right now and get this ultimate Rick Steves combo package. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. This is a time when we are all dreaming of travel, and I've got some travel dreams myself. Rick's books and TV shows can take you across Europe and immerse you deep in the culture of each village and town, all without leaving your room. Rick has an amazing way of telling the story of a city by introducing you to its people. And once we can travel again, you'll be ready because you'll have planned your trip with Rick's books and television shows. Make a gift of $20 a month today at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. I know, Rick, that I've told you before that one of my favorite parts of traveling to Ireland was when I got the flu, and I got to visit a real Irish doctor, and I had to have somebody help me pump gas in my car because I couldn't figure out how to use the gas pump. And I had the best conversations with real people, and that's what, you know, I mean, it was just a real experience there, not buying tchotchkes from a shop kind of a thing, or standing in line to see something. It was an experience.
Those are the negative serendipity things that turn into positive serendipity. I was just, it's funny we say that because I was just in England filming with our TV crew, and I was charging through Churchill's palace there, the Blenheim Palace near Oxford. And I was with my local, the guide at the palace there, and I was scouting to see what we're going to film. And I walked right into the under corner of a staircase, and I bloodied up my head pretty bad. And I had to go to the local village clinic, sitting there with all the other people that had bumped their heads and so on. And that was actually an amazing, fun experience. I just got to see a slice of England's life. I got to know the people who stitched up my head.
Yeah.
And I got out of there and I just thought, you know, I got a little sample of English healthcare, and I've got a memory, and I'm back on the road. So, you know, we can live on the road, and we can remember with a positive attitude. And as you said, it's the people that really carbonates the experience. When I was writing the last, after gathering 100 essays of my favorite slices of Europe, I had to wrap up the book, and I just kind of reviewed the whole book, and I thought, what is the common thread here? And it really is the people. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the mark of a good traveler, is how many people do you meet? And we know in public radio, we're bringing people together, and that's what we value. And, you know, I think one of the great things of travel, one of the marks of a good trip, is how many people do you meet?
Now, you didn't just sit down and write For the Love of Europe out of, you know, you create whole cloth out of nothing. You've been journaling for years, right?
Yeah. When I think back to before I was a travel writer, I wrote my first book in the year 1980. I was 25 years old. And up until then, I had been in Europe many times. And I was passionate about writing journals. I was a piano teacher back then. I was very happy being a piano teacher. I was just convinced that's what I was going to do. And every summer I'd get to travel because kids don't want to practice in the summer. And I'd go to Europe. And I would take these empty books, these hardbound empty books to Europe with me. And I would fill them with beautiful, tiny script and just artfully written, lovingly written. And I didn't even know why. I just had to do this journaling. And now I look back on it, and I was a travel writer just waiting to bust out. I think it's really important to catch these ideas in the field. I always travel with a little Moleskine book in my shirt pocket, and it's a little notebook. And it's, I always feel like it's like netting butterflies as they flutter by. I just, there's a little thought, here's a little comment, here's a little observation, here's a quote from somebody. And then each night, you'll notice in my books, there's very little information about what to do late at night in a bar or something like that. I'm not going clubbing at night. I'm in my hotel room knitting all of these little observations together into some article. And I just thought, you know, I'm so committed to gathering practical information in my guidebooks to Berlin or Barcelona or Lisbon or whatever. Now I want to sweep all the practical guidebooky stuff out and just have the pithy wonder of travel. And that's what this book is. It's just the delights of travel. And it is these intimate little moments. I remember I went to the sauna in Finland, in Helsinki. And if you want to take a sauna as a traveler in Finland, you can go to the one in the hotel, which you're just going to be naked with a bunch of tourists. But I'd rather be naked with local people. And it's only the poor districts that don't have, everybody has a sauna at home. So you got to go to the public sauna in a working class neighborhood. So I went outside to the edge of town to a rough corner of Helsinki. And there was the sauna, and not a word of English, because this is not tourism. This is just local people. Uh-huh. And I was just like, you know, Mr. Magoo naked. And I was fumbling around, and I didn't know what to do with my towel or anything like that. And then I was finally got myself into the sauna, and there I was surrounded by these Finns, and it was very rustic and filled with open timber and steam and people's blonde hair pasted to their sweaty faces. And I looked around and I thought, wow, I don't know what century I'm in, but I know this is Finland. And then when I was done with the sauna, I didn't, my towel was all wet because I'd used it to sit on, you know, and I didn't know where to get another towel. So I had to drip dry. And as I dripped dry it, I thought, well, I'll just take some notes about this experience. And it was one of my favorite articles I've ever written, because I didn't know how to get another towel. And that turned out to be one of the 100 essays in this book, is what it was like to go to that Finnish sauna without speaking a word of Finnish. And it is those wonderful fumbling moments when you're out of your comfort zone and you're just laughing at yourself and you're doing something you've never done before. And I'm hoping that this book will not only give people a fun insight into my favorite 100 experiences, but inspire them to have their own. And I think that's, in a way, this is a guidebook in disguise, because it doesn't have, you know, hours of opening and tips to avoid the crowds, mm-hmm. but it's got inspirational little angles on Europe that everybody can have in their travels wherever they travel. I just spent 35 hours in a hot, sweaty little recording booth here in Seattle making the audiobook version of this book. And I thought that was going to be a kind of a brutal experience. And when I got done with it, I realized, Anne, that it was just a joy to read out loud the 400 pages in this book and kind of relive all those experiences. I've been so, so fortunate to be able to do all of this myself. And I really just wanted to make a point to collect it in a very carefully written book with lots of beautiful photographs and tell the story of my favorite slices of Europe. And that's our gift today for people supporting us. I'm just, you know, we're celebrating travel, but we're also, of course, celebrating the value of public broadcasting, public radio. And I'd like to ask people right now to just consider what this station is worth to you. This is not a charity, it's a service. If you're consuming it and if you're enjoying it and you cannot afford to help out, that's fine. This is public radio and that's what it's all about. But if you're consuming this service and you can afford to help out, it's only right to do so. It's kind of on the honor system. And we've got three great different thank you levels. There's $5 a month, $10 a month, or $20 a month. That's pretty easy. And you just sign up and then you know you're on board. First class. There's no right number. Whatever's right for you is just beautiful. At $5 a month, you get your choice. You get either the For the Love of Europe book that Anne and I have been talking about, brand new. It's just right off the press, designed for people who are travelers at heart, but who can't travel for a little while. Or you can get the top 100 masterpieces of European art. And this is a coffee table book with big, beautiful, full color photographs and artfully written essays on each of my favorite masterpieces in Europe. If you'd like both those gifts, that's yours for $10 a month. And if you'd like that, plus all of the TV shows we've ever made, that's mm-hmm. the 20-year anthology, 17 DVD discs, 4 hours of primetime public television travel adventure on each of those discs. It is 100 half-hour episodes of Europe, cutting Europe into 100 slices. You've got it. Two shows on Norway, 4 shows on Ireland, 8 shows on Spain, 18 shows on Italy. It's all the shows plus all of the specials, plus my lectures. All of that is yours with great thanks. As you were describing these gifts earlier, and I was thinking, you know, at this $20 level, it's everything. It's my 100 favorite experiences in the 400-page book. It's my 100 favorite art masterpieces explained in a way that just you're going to travel by just sitting there and reading these one at a time. And it's all the TV shows we've ever made. And it's all as a thank you gift for simply supporting WOSU at that top level, that $240 level or $20 a month. And because I'm convinced we're going to be traveling again, we don't know how bad this pandemic's going to get. We don't know how long it's going to take, but we are going to get through it. And when we do get through it, Europe will be welcoming us back heartily. We want to make sure people know how to put those travel dreams into smooth and affordable reality. So at each level, you'll get our latest Best Destinations travel newsletter, 64 pages, and you will get a 2-disc set with my 8 hours of most important lectures about art, about skills, and about how travel broadens our perspective. That's at every one of these levels. So once again, $5, the choice is yours, the art book or the For the Love of Europe collection of favorite experiences. At $10 a month, it's both those books. And at $20 a month, it's everything we've been talking about, including all the TV shows. But main thing is get on board and be a supporting member of WOSU. You love this station. You're listening right now. You it's part of your life. Make it happen. Thanks.
Thank you to Sally Traxler from Columbus, and thanks to Bindu Mehra from Galloway. Thanks for your support of 89.7 NPR News. The number to call, 866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. My guest, of course, how can you not recognize his voice? Rick Steves, travel expert and author. His latest book, For the Love of Europe, My Favorite Places, People, and Stories, and it is a delight to read. It is one of those books, though, Rick, you know, I don't want to, like, plow through it. I sort of want to consume it gradually. And I'm really so kind of surprised at myself for that, but it's fun.
That is a good observation. And I'm that way with my favorite, box of chocolates. I just want one a day, and I want it to last a long time.
Exactly.
And, we're doing that on our Facebook page right now at Rick Steves on Facebook. We're doing what we're calling a daily dose of Europe for all of our, we've got 500,000 people or so that just love to travel, and they tune into that every day, and they get one slice of this. And we kind of alternate between one of the masterpieces from the art book or one of the slices of Europe from For the Love of Europe. And you're right. Each one is 3 or 4 pages, and it is just a delight to go. I'm going to go to a Fado concert in Portugal right now.
Right.
I'm going to go up to the bell tower in Bruges and get to know the carillonist. And why does he have a deformed fist with his little finger twice as fat as it should be from a lifetime of making a fist and pounding those keys on the carillon? You know, I'm just going to go to a Greek island and sit there on the beach while the cruise ship goes away, and suddenly I'm all alone with that Greek wonder. All of these opportunities we have when we travel, we can celebrate one day at a time.
And if you're feeling like you want to work up an appetite, you can read about just about anything in Italy. the food, the Italian love of eating
That was a problem because I had too much Italian food in the book. I had so many articles about eating in Italy. So I had to cut them way down. But, you know, I mentioned I've learned how to cook in this last 6 months. And when I sit down now with my partner, we talk about the food in a way that I've never done in my life. You know, wasn't it smart to slice up those tomatoes and have that caprese salad? And I love this olive oil. And I never really fully appreciated feta cheese. You know, that sort of thing. That's what Italians do every day when they go to eat. They talk about the food and, it's early this year that this and that got ripe or whatever. And to be able to go to Europe and celebrate the cuisine, it's part of the whole experience, obviously. And you don't need to be rich to do it. In fact, in so many ways, the less you spend, the more you're going to experience when it comes to going out and finding those little mom and pop places.
Exactly, where they tell you what you're having. You don't get to pick.
Oh, I love that.
I love to go
to a restaurant where the mark of a good restaurant and a smart eater is you go to a place where you can look at the menu. And just by looking at the menu, you know what month it is and where you are, because they go with the season and they also go with what's local. They have a 0-kilometer meal. I just think that's so important when we travel. A lot of people are just hell-bent on having French onion soup when they go to Paris. You know, Parisians only eat that in the winter. Anybody having French onion soup in the summer is a tourist. When you go to Switzerland and you have your fondue in the summer, that's just a tourist thing. The fondue is for the off season, you know. So, I mean, of course, we have a few of those touristic sort of cliches that we want to eat. But remember, generally, you want to You want to eat with the season. If they're serving white asparagus, order the white asparagus. If porcini mushrooms is on the daily specials list, it's not because they're trying to blow through it. It's because it's tasty now, and this is the time to enjoy it.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to Patricia Hatler of Columbus and also Amy Bailey of Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News. This is 89.7 NPR's News Fall Membership Drive. And if you listen to All Sides with Ann Fisher every day, then now is the time to show your support. 89.7 NPR News is a part of your life, in recent months especially. You've relied on the station for important information about COVID-19, voting in the upcoming election and race, and social justice issues. 89.7 NPR News brings you local news and information, and we bring you the global stories, too. We cover global and local issues, and we deliver the news in a way that you can trust. Give now and support the coverage you count on. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Today we're talking about two of Rick Steves' newest book, With Rick Steves. You can get either book as a thank you gift today when you give $5 a month as a sustainer. Make that $5 a month gift and get your very own copy of For the Love of Europe. This is a lovely book, a collection of memories from Rick Steves after a lifetime spent exploring his favorite continent. Or make that $5 a month a month gift and pick Europe's top 100 masterpieces, Art for the Traveler, as your thank you gift. This book takes you on a tour of Europe's greatest paintings, sculptures, and historic buildings. As you read the book and look at the amazing photographs, you will feed your wanderlust and kindle a greater appreciation of art. Get either book for $5 a month as a sustaining member today, or better yet, get both books for $10 a month. That's a one-time gift of $120. Give now at WOSU.org or call us at 866-897-9678. Make that gift right now while Rick's on the air with us. Show your support for this show and for public media. Get both of Rick's books, plus his travel skills DVD and his Best Destinations newsletter for $10 a month as a sustaining member at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Maybe somebody you know had been planning that big European trip and had to cancel this year. Wouldn't this be, it's a consolation prize, maybe, sure, but what a beautiful gift to them to sustain them in the meantime. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You know, Rick, as I've read your books over the years, one of the things I get, you know, because someone said he goes back every year. Yeah. And so the question would be like, don't you ever get tired of it? But no, because of the way you approach it, it's different than just getting on a tour bus and going someplace or buying something. As you mentioned, it's the people.
Well, it's the people. And it's also the fact, Anne, that you can never exhaust Europe of what it has to offer. Right. I mean, that's what I've marveled at. I've spent 40-year summers, 4 months a year in Europe. And it's every time I fly home, I marvel at how many places I never appreciated. Just this last season, I was over filming with my crew, and we were on the Tour du Mont Blanc. This is the 100-mile, 10-day hike around the Mont Blanc Massif.
Oh, you did and, that, yeah.
Oh, it's just amazing. And I was with a wonderful expert on hiking, and we had a mountain lodge every night, and we ate rustic, beautiful food after a long day of hiking with people from around Europe, you know, at a high altitude. It just was a delight. And when I was hiking, and, you know, you go through Italy, France, and Switzerland as you make this big circle, it occurred to me, I thought I knew Europe well. I thought I knew the Alps well. I had never even recognized this. And here is a whole parallel world of enthusiasts that are enjoying this very comfortable trail. Shuttles are taking their bags ahead to the next mountain lodge, and they're just out there hiking and immersed in all that alpine wonder. And we got to film it and bring it home. But I was just marveling at, like you said, you can't exhaust Europe for what it has to offer. By the way, we've got a whole new series coming out on public television just in about a month. So we've got 8 new shows, including 3 shows on the Alps and a wonderful 1-hour special on Egypt. So we've got a lot of new TV coming up, and I'm very excited about that. And I'm also very excited about the fact that these two books that we're talking about, which are gifts today, you know, you can get either one for that $5 a month gift or both of them for $10 a month. Both of them have something that I've never seen in any other book and I've never offered before. it's a key at the end that connects the various chapters with a video clip from my TV series. And while those who are supporting WOSU today at the $20 a month level are getting both books and all the TV shows we've ever made on 18 discs, that's 60 hours of television, if you wanted to find right now Monet's Water Lilies or Fra Angelico's Annunciation, or if you wanted to find Running with the Bulls, or if you wanted to find Escargot, all you have to do is go to Classroom Europe. It's a program I've made for teachers and for homeschoolers or for any enthusiast about travel and learning from history and art. And you type that in. It's free. It's fast. There's no ads. If you type in Bulls, you get Running of the Bulls. If you type in, you know, Fra Angelico, you get all of clips about his greatest art. If you type in Luther, you learn about the Reformation. And if you type in Water Lilies, you got Monet. So we've got a key at the end of each of these books where you can have a video clip moments after you've read the little chapter to let you learn more and actually visit it with the help of beautiful public television footage.
You know, another reason why I think I would never get tired of it is the history. I'm a history buff. I know you are, too. And you recently produced a special documentary about the rise of fascism in Europe in the first half of the 20th century. What inspired you to do that?
You know, I've always thought we can learn from history. And in recent years, I feel like history is really speaking to us. Mm-hmm. I thought democracy was solid. I thought democracy was impossible to lose. But then I study history and I realize societies have lost their democracy, and you get wannabe autocrats that cleverly have a playbook that they can derail democracy. It's happening all over Western civilization right now in Poland, in Hungary, in Turkey. There are these autocrats that have very effectively done the same things that Mussolini did back in the 1930s to derail democracy in Italy. And I thought, I want to take us back to the 1930s in Europe. And I just want to do a show that is a one-hour primer in how did fascism sweep across Europe 100 years ago, and what can we learn about today as we find that we need to be very careful with our democracy. And it's a powerful show. It was a real challenge to write this. It's something I've taken groups to see for ages, and I wanted to share that. And thanks to public television, thanks to public broadcasting, you know, we can assume an attention span, we can respect people's intelligence, we can bring programming to people, whether on radio or TV, that is not playing up to the needs of advertisers, not just trying to, you know, to stoke the viewership so you can charge more for your ads, but it really is about embracing life and learning from history and challenging us to get out of our comfort zone and make our society a better place and a more just place. And I was very, very happy to be able to share the lessons of fascism from the 20th century in Europe with our viewers here as our Western civilization is struggling with all sorts of complexities today. And that was a fun and gratifying creative challenge to do the Rick Steves Lessons of Fascism from 20th Century Europe. People can watch that anytime. They can go to ricksteves.com or our YouTube and watch that show just with a click. Also, we just finished a show, Anne, on called Hunger and Hope, Lessons Learned from Ethiopia and Guatemala. And that's aired all over the country. And if you missed it, you can certainly watch it streaming. And that's a one-hour look at the value of modern development aid and why, you know, even whether you're motivated by love your neighbor or motivated by just making this world a more stable and safe place, it's really important to recognize the value, the practical investment value of development aid as the world is struggling to overcome hunger. And that was a topic that I like to tackle as a traveler. You know, we're all steep on the learning curve. And if I get to travel, I get to talk to people, I get to walk in the trenches and learn firsthand. And then I can return the next year with my TV crew. We can make that show and we can bring it home and we can share it with people thanks to public broadcasting. And public broadcasting cannot happen without caring people, without good citizens that recognize that public broadcasting, this channel that you're listening to right now, is really critical for the fabric of our community. If we care about people connecting and people sharing and people learning and people inspiring each other, we need to invest in people's media. Media has never been more impactful in our society. And there's a lot of trashy media. And media shapes the minds of our younger generation. It shapes our outlook. I mean, we can be a smarter society and a stronger society when we can learn through media. If you recognize the value of public media, this is a chance right now to do what I think is flat out good citizenship. Make it stronger. You make it stronger by making it strong financially. We need your help right now. There's three different levels: $5, $10, or $20 a month. This is a celebration. When I hear a pledge drive on the radio, I jump for joy.
Exactly.
I think it's just important that we have public broadcasting. It's the best deal going. For $5 a month, you are on board and you're bringing other people with you. And you get these travel gifts as an extra bonus. So a quick review: at $5 a month or $60 if you want to do a one-time gift, you get your choice of the books for that Ann and I are talking about. My two new books. These are not guidebooks. These are books that were like almost designed anticipating this pandemic where we can't travel, but you've got all these wonders in your book. You've got For the Love of Europe, 400 pages, my 100 favorite essays on Europe. It's hot out of the rucksack. This will give you an intimate chance to travel with me all around Europe. You can also get Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, which is my chance to share my love of art in a beautiful coffee table book with beautiful full-color photographs and artfully written essays on each of these. At $10 a month, you can get both of those books. And at $20 a book, you get the whole Let's Take Europe with Rick Steves right into the living room, and you can just sit there on the couch and enjoy it for the rest of this pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You got the Best of Europe, Love of Europe book. You've got the Masterpieces book, and you got every TV show we've ever made. And at that level, we also have a map that I designed that shares all of my favorite places in Europe, so you could lace together the trip of a lifetime. I made that map, Anne, because I've got all these little discoveries that people can't find without on a regular map. I thought we need an irregular map. So we designed this Rick Steves Europe planning map, and you can find all those little obscure places that we've celebrated over the years in my radio and TV shows.
I think that would be a treasure. Listeners, if I were you, I'd be listening right now. I would not be wanting to go online. I would not be wanting to get on the phone to show support for 89.7 NPR News right now, because I'd want to be listening to Rick Steves, and I get that. But Rick Steves is with us today for a very particular reason, and that's to encourage you to show support for your 89.7 NPR News, your local public radio station, and your local talk show, All Sides with Ann Fisher. So take just a moment. It only takes 2 minutes. You can listen back again later if you want, but show your support while Rick is on the air right now. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You know, Rick Steves is not just a national treasure. He's an international treasure. He sees the beauty everywhere he goes. And even now, while he's stuck in Seattle, stuck at home like the rest of us, he sees the beauty in discovery wherever you're at the moment. And there's a lot to discover right in our own backyard, but there's also a lot to discover without having to leave the couch in your living room. So remember, when you make a gift of $20 a month as a sustainer, you can get a great Rick Steves package as your thank you gift. In this package, you'll receive two wonderful books by Rick Steves, For the Love of Europe and Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces, Art for the Traveler, and the 20-year anthology DVD box set, and that travel Europe planning map that I would love to get my hands on, and the Travel Skills DVD, and the Best Destinations newsletter. This is a great package for a fan of public broadcasting and for a fan of Rick Steves and for anybody who loves to travel. We all have a little wanderlust from time to time, and perhaps in recent months, that desire to travel has hit you a little harder. We will travel again. And until then, you can have Rick Steves as your personal guide from the comfort of your own home. Make that gift of $20 right now and get this great Rick Steves package. I'm looking for 15 pledges before the end of the hour. We've got just a little over 15 minutes to go. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678 and show your support at whatever is a comfortable level for you. Live within your means. You don't have to spend a lot to show your support. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show Rick that this is the kind of programming that you care about every day. This is the time to step up and kind of vote. Vote with your pocketbook on this one, 866-897-9678. You are the foundation of the economics of 89.7 NPR News. It is you, our listeners, 866-897-9678. Thanks to Mark and Marty Friato from Westerville and also Joseph Bolzenius from Hilliard. That means we have 13 to go. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Rick, how do you think the pandemic is going to change travel going forward? Do you think it'll be the same again, or will it be different in a good way?
I don't think it'll be different in a good way. I hope it gets back to normal.
Okay.
Rick Steves' travel is the opposite of social distancing. I go to Europe to get my cheeks kissed by strangers in Paris. I go to Europe to pack onto the piazza with my gelato and then do the passeggiata, strolling down the pedestrian boulevard with all the people. I go to Europe to go to that pub in Ireland and clink mugs of Guinness in a tight atmosphere where strangers are considered friends who've yet to meet. I mean, that's what I'm waiting for. And I fully expect it's going to come back. We have to remember, nobody gets to live their whole life without an interruption like this. Mm-hmm. I think, I'm 65 and I've never had anything like this in my life. And for me, 2020 is the 1940 of my lifetime. If you were born in the year 1900, think of it. When you're 14 years old, World War I. When you're 18 years old, the great flu pandemic. When you're 29 years old and you're just ready to get your traction and start to make things happen, you get the Great Depression. And then you get through that, and then you got Hitler and World War II, and you're still just 40 years old. So we've been pretty blessed. And right now, we just have to be patient. Patience is not a forte of America. It's certainly not a forte of mine. But right now, patience is my middle name. We need to have good leadership. We need to embrace science. We need to remember that it's not win-lose. From now on, the problems that confront us need to be addressed in a win-win way. We could win it, and then the south of the border, they could lose it, and it would blow right back in. So we're all in this together. I think that's important. Travel will come back, and it'll come back incrementally. I just had when I employ 100 people here at my office, and still do. We're keeping our team together. I'm committed to that. And one of my employees is in love with her friend in Spain, and she couldn't fly to Spain, and he couldn't fly here. But they both flew to Istanbul just last month, and had a great time together that way. So some people are committed to travel, and they're going to do that. My cousin in Norway loves the Greek Isles. She just went down to her favorite Greek Isle, knowing she's got a 10-day quarantine when she comes home, and she was that determined to go to the Greek Isles that she did it. Well, that's not a lot of people, but that's going to get easier. It'll be local travel, obviously, first. My publisher I've got 50 guidebooks. They normally are the best sellers for my publisher, right? Now, they're not selling at all, and the books that are selling are the road tripping books in the United States, because that's what people are doing. In France, it'll be the French people that go to the French Riviera. In Italy, it'll be the Romans that go to the hill towns of Tuscany. In the Alps, it'll be the Swiss people that are hiking on their trails. Then there'll be more individual travelers going out, and people will be picking up my guidebooks, I hope. And after that, it'll be organized travel. And that's the main part of my business, is bus tours. That'll happen. But it's going to happen down the road a little bit, whether it's next year or the year after. But I firmly believe we'll get back to it. And I just don't want to go I don't want to fly all the way to Amsterdam to have dinner in a bubble so I don't get any germs. I want to go there when I can really travel and connect with people. It's people that carbonates the experience. And right now, I think the most important thing is to not feel sorry for our dashed travel dreams, but to focus on getting a grip on this pandemic and recognizing there's a lot of people who will never see their name on a plane ticket, and who would love to be so fortunate as to have their travel dreams upended, because they just don't have that as an option. Right. And we've got to, take care of our community and take care of people who are struggling first, and then we'll travel later.
Thanks to Mark Derutiligliano from Columbus, and also Eloise Inglesi from Columbus. And thanks to Jean Esch from Plain City. That means we have 10 to go before the end of the hour, and we're just a little over 10 minutes away from the end of the hour, and I know we can do it. We've done it before. I know you can do this. 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. And again, I want to emphasize, show your support at whatever level you feel comfortable. And if you've never supported 89.7 NPR News, if you've never supported public media before, make this your pandemic pledge. Call it, this is something you're going to do new this time in 2020. This is going to be the breakthrough moment for you. Thanks to Sarah Giffen in Gahanna. That means we have 9 to go. 866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org and support the public media that you depend on every day. You know it's there. We've always got your back. Now we're asking you to have our back. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. This is a very special hour. Rick Steves, travel expert and author.
And
with
let
us.
Me,
yeah.
Let me just do a quick review because I'm so excited about this package.
Yeah,
and this
I know.
Is an
it's
opportunity.
Really, really nice.
I just love these gifts because you don't need to be able to travel to enjoy these gifts. In the past, we've had guidebooks. So if you're going to Europe, but right now we're all staying home and we're all curious about the world. And this is a way to bring Europe home. At $5, you get your choice. You get the For the Love of Europe book, my brand new 400-page collection of my 100 favorite essays. At $5 a month, you could also choose Europe's top 100 masterpieces. And this is just a way for me to put a coffee table book together with celebrating the best art of Europe. For $10 a month, you get both of these books. And for $20 a month, we're going to pop in that big DVD anthology with 17 discs, 60 hours of public television travel fun, every show, every episode, every special we've ever produced. And that's yours with great thanks. And at each level, you get our travel newsletter, and you get that disc that has 8 hours of my most important travel lectures. I was just looking at the art book, by the way, and just thinking of, I mean, you've got Apollo chasing Daphne. You've got Rembrandt's Night Watch. You've got the Arc de Triomphe. You've got Goya's Third of May. You've got Jericho's The Raft of the Medusa. You've got Renoir, The Dance of the Moulin de Galette. All of these amazing pieces of art, many of them you might not know, but when you read this, you'll realize, wow, why was Masaccio such an important guy in the Renaissance? And it goes all the way back to ancient times where you've got the Parthenon and Apollo Belvedere and the Winged Victory of Samothrace, looking into the eyes of Michelangelo's David, understanding about Picasso's passion for women and his passion for peace when we look at Guernica. It's just a march through the greatest hits of European art. And then if you want to get the For the Love of Europe book, you're going to meet all my friends, all my favorite encounters in Europe. I mean, I got to sit down to dinner at this amazing aristocratic table in Tuscany where you see the family, three generations proudly sharing their wine, and they grip that wine bottle with a guest from the United States at their table, and you see the family name on the label, and they pour it, and grandma is looking on with such pride, and you realize everything at that table was born, was right there from the farm or from the community. It's a 0-kilometer meal. I got a chance to share the story of Arlene, who had Stendhal syndrome. It's actually a disease you get when you go to Italy and Venice, especially, where you get overwhelmed by the beauty and you just flip out. And to be able to see somebody who's struggling with that and to be able to write about it was really an amazing experience. I did the Via Ferrata, which is literally the iron cable way, hanging on a cliff in the Swiss Alps for about a mile. I mean, I'm talking stepping from one rebar giant staple to the next on the sheer cliff of this, where you got your carabiner onto the cable, and you look down through your legs, and you see 1,000 feet below you little tiny cows, and you realize, I am scared to death, but you got your guide and you get through that thing and you get there. Low tide in London, you can go beachcombing and pick up little bits of medieval London and Charles Dickens' disposable pipes. You can stand on the Irish cliff on the far west of Ireland gaze out at the Atlantic where they say, ah, the next parish over is Boston, and hang out with people who speak Irish first and English second. And I remember I asked the guy, were you born here? He said, no, it was about 5 miles down the road. So many cool encounters that I got to share in this book.
Well, there's also the one where you say, how have you lived your whole life here? The guy says, so far.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, the great thing about Ireland is you get this, I get this sensation that I'm understanding a foreign language. Because and people have the gift of gab, and it's just that's the delight. If you've got a busy list of museums and galleries and castles to see, and if you all of a sudden find yourself hanging out with some Irish person, forget your itinerary. Just enjoy that moment, because those are the enduring memories of Ireland, is all the people you get to know and make friends with.
Thanks to Sarah Giffen in Gahanna, and also Carol Dale in Columbus, and Catherine Trahans from Columbus. That means we have Cassidy Roush from Marysville, and also Sharon Fisher from Westerville. That means 5 to go and 5 minutes to go when this very special hour with travel expert and author Rick Steves. The number to call, 866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. Be one of the people I say thanks to on the air while we have Rick Steves here with us, by way of a long distance. But nonetheless, it's like you were sitting right here with me, Rick, and I appreciate your time so much. Remember, this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. We are so excited to have Rick with us today to talk about his decades of travel across Europe. Our thank you gifts today will allow you to stow away with America's favorite travel writer as he relives his favorite European experiences. Check it out. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Remember, at whatever level you show your support, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts here at 89.7 NPR News, because you are the most important part of our funding. It is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. We don't just say that. It's true. And you're running out of time to make your gift to support public radio this hour. Make your gift right now while Rick is on the air. 866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. Become a public radio supporter now. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And real quickly, the $5 a month, the Rick Steves, for that, you get as a thank you gift Rick Steves' Europe's Top 100 Masterpieces art for the Traveler book. You also get Rick Steves' Europe Travel Skills, or you also get Rick Steves' Europe Travel Skills DVD and Best Destinations newsletter. For $5 a month, you could get Rick Steves' For the Love of Europe book, which I'm looking at right now. It's a lovely book. I'm enjoying every minute of it, and I know I'll reread it again. Thanks to Sarah Carlsberger from Columbus and also Alan Miller from Pataskala. That means we have 3 more to go and 3 minutes to go. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. The Rick Steves package at $10. You get both books, plus the Rick Steves Europe Travel Skills DVD and Best Destinations newsletter. At the $20 a month, you get both books, plus the 20-year anthology DVD box set and the Rick Steves Europe Planning Map, which I really want to get my hands on, as I've said before, and the Rick Steves Europe Travel Skills DVD, the Best Destinations newsletter. So much to work with while we're sort of stuck at home. Rick Steves, from the bottom of our heart, we thank you for your time today. Thank you so much for joining us.
And it's always a delight. And I always like to say happy travels. Now I'm going to say happy travels, even if we're just staying home for a while. We're going to get through this pandemic and we'll be traveling again soon. And in the meantime, we need to be thankful for public radio and remind ourselves that it only happens because of our enlightened and generous financial support. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Rick. That was Rick Steves, travel expert and author. His latest book is For the Love of Europe, My Favorite Places, People, and Stories. It is a beautiful book. It is a joy to read. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus, and online at WOSU.org, a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, global local. Thanks to Blake and Melinda Sherry from Dublin and also Isaac Barnes from Williamsport, Ohio. That's one more to go and just a titch over 1 minute to go. I'm waiting for you to make that call right now, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for the station that you depend on every day. If you listen to this whole hour, then you know that you must be a public media, a public radio, as we say, junkie. Give us a call and show your support and join the club, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks for helping me meet my goal this hour. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your attention. You mean the world to us at WOSU.org. We do it for you. Help us help you. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. I appreciate your time and thank you to Rachel Barbosh in Columbus and thanks to Brenda Dunton in Columbus. Thanks for making this hour a great success. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News.